And with that piece, my people, I welcome on to another edition of your favorite weekend character building show, Reef Ethics. My name na Kenneth George Kaliyo. I be strategist and somebody we like art and culture matter. Na me go be on our host for today. Just before we begin, make we take opening message from Her Excellency Justice Mrs. Suzette Eberechi Nyesom Wike, the person we start Reef Ethics.
I greet all the Ogbonge River State people. On our welcome come another Reef Ethics program on Top Radio, where they help us arrange our character and make it better pass as it did before. Make we remember say, better friend no go chook knife for your back. Wetin I mean be say, person where you call your own friend no go gossip you for your back. Now for your very before, him go chook the knife, tell you say wetin you dey do no good, so that you go fit arrange any mistake where they spoil you. Our talk today concern the celebrate where United Nations Alliance meeting where all the country where they for this world be member don't mark for calendar, call them World Poetry Day. The reason for this World Poetry Day celebrating are to open people's eyes to understand what in poetry be, so that them fit ginger people make them use this poetry, will be different style of talk or different style of writing, use and give people informate, where they different from the normal style of talk or writing where people they use day by day. The poetry fit resemble music, where them write or talk, where they flow like say person, they sing out message or informate give us. Not be only Oyibo they use this poetry style take give them for me too. It don't detail for Africa and plenty people see they use them till today. These dates where United Nations mark so, now to make sure see people hook up for this style of talk or writing, so that as people they write them, then go they get people where go fit read them, understand them. This poetry style now way where people fit show how them they feel and waiting they inside their mind. United Nations feel say, this poetry style of talk or writing, they should say all of us we did inside this way world be one, because all of us get the same question we carry for our mind as human being. Now it make for the year 1999, all the world country gather again for another meeting we then they call UNESCO, because UNESCO work concern book matter and how human being they take survive for this way world. And now for this meeting, where them been first celebrate the World Poetry Day. And after that celebrate, everybody come join the celebrate them every year for March 21st. I know say Papa God no give me plenty talent for poetry side though, but I like poetry where they flow well, especially the one where people where write them, they use special style, where them take only few words, but the way them take combine them will bring out serious message. But even if I no get this poetry gift weller, I don't try write something about this we Ogbonge River State plus her people where all of us love well. I encourage everybody make all of us try see how we fit use poetry arrange any kind of talk or writing with them want their family and their friends then to enjoy or whether not for them to endure. Anyhow, for this March 21st, we will all join other people for this we world to celebrate World Poetry Day as it supposed be. I've been talk before say I write my own small poem about River State where I go read now, so make on our feet enjoy amo or na enjoy anyhow na in be this chai River State, our better and fine state. State where no clan or community go get bad belle or hit. All of us be one family, one people under Papa God our Father. And we no go ever again carry cutlass go greet our fellow brother. Our land they blessed and it they very rich. Our children them don't achieve past as we reach. And as we they struggle use the gifts where we get from God. Our state could stand gidibam anywhere for this we world. How na say? Our talk person today now Mr. Kenneth George Kaliyo. Him be expert on top planning matter and him gree die for anything we concern our culture and arts work then. Him go add more talk on top this matter so that we fit understand why this United Nations World Poetry Day dey important. Make we enjoy the show. Our personal reverse people, make we no forget say na our good character they announce us for where people gather. I pray make Papa God bless on her and make him bless on her family too. And may God bless River State.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no. There are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.
On our welcome back, oh. If you just tune in, na me, Kenneth George Kalio for Rivertix on radio. I go be on our host for today. I go dey speak on World Poetry Day. Even though our program today now more about entertainment than information, as we won't take time to enjoy the better thing way poetry as art they give us for this celebration we won't do for World Poetry Day. So we go take small time look within poetry be and within the importance of poetry and this celebration we would then call World Poetry Day. We go also enjoy some small poems from our people. We be poets for here and some people will be big poets for this world. The World Poetry Day na the day where United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, we then call UNESCO. This na big body for the world, where all of them join body to help us for everything we concern education and science matter. Na the day we then set aside to promote the reading, writing, publishing and teaching of poetry throughout the world. This celebration then they do them every year on the 21st of March. Now with this celebration now, UNESCO they try to show us that special thing where poetry they show say the human mind get. Some of us try know what poetry be. At least if we know to sabi anything. That time for school we learn the one way then they call Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Up above thy world so high, like a diamond in the sky. This one, I want the song within they call Lullaby. That the one then they sing for children when they won't sleep. And then for some of us, we sing them as nursery rhyme when we they grow up. Now this one, the poem, now one woman within call Jane Taylor. For 1806, now he formed this poem. Now, as this poem, now where would they take express ourselves? How would they take show how would they feel? Poetry they since the time of our fathers, oh, it is since that time, and our fathers then they use that poetry as a way to share their culture by the kind of poems then they talk. If you check well for your language, you get one or two kind of things where you feel they sing, where your grandparents they sing to you, and sometimes when we want to tell on our story, all those things they come out. All those ways now, ways where our grandparents don't even take preserve our history and stories and laws for our culture. But before we go on, make we look at the definition of poetry. Now, as poetry now one part of literature, poetry not the inside box when you want to define them. You no get one particular definition. So many people will be poets, they let the thing where they give them inspiration to determine wetin poetry be to them. Now but for today we get a few definitions where we go take as poetry. The first one, poetry na art where then they write or speak where they go in the same way for something where you go totori your belle or beautiful thing where you go think out from your mind. The other one I say poetry na something where your mind go experience, you come express them through meaning, sound and language choices, you come bring out emotional responses. Poetry don't dey there, don't tell, and since then as it come down to this time where we dey, it don't dey change body small, it change into different ways. Now according to the United Nations, poetry is something we all of us for the world agree. Because all of us agree, it they bring out the same way we they feel, and we they use and ask the same questions for the world. If you dey for one part of the world, China or here, poetry now one thing we all of us share. So the way you feel about certain questions, like for government, you they ask one question, this thing better so. Now so the same way for that China, if somebody they experience the same thing, they feel they ask the same question. And so now poetry be the thing where we fit to keep the tradition of the things where we talk from out, like stories and all of those things. And over centuries, the thing don't they communicate our innermost values. That's the thing we all of us hold as a culture. So the decision by UN to make 21st March as World Poetry Day, now the time where UNESCO get their 30th session, we then hold for somewhere we then call Paris, in 1999. Now one of the major things we the day supposed to do now to support our different languages through poetic expression, and to give us chance make all those our languages we don't the loss, make we take chance, make people get the opportunity to hear them within their communities. Now I know say most of us feel relate with this kind of thing. You see, for us, we go village and go play. You get some songs we sing when we play, or when they want to tell us to, they get some kind of things we then sing. Now, those things we then they do now to help us also learn languages for those we know sabi the language. Now, I get one song where we sing. I don't even know the dialect where that one come, but when we grow up now, something we sing, it they go like Tuntum Ogele Ogele Ogelemba. Those na different things we when you sing them, of course, if you know even sabi the language, but as it be so I don't speak the language, abi if I know the meaning, that one don't help me learn the language. So the World Poetry Day, it they arranged so that we fit go back to our tradition, that tradition of using our mouth, the thing where we talk, all those things where our parents or our grandpapa then teach us, where they sing for your language. It will help you to promote the poetry culture. Then it will come help us restore that dialogue where we get between poetry and other things like drama, dance, music, and painting. And then we will also use this World Poetry Day help people, small publishers, people where they do book for poetry, then attract the poetry so that when they put them for radio, TV, and all those places, it will look nice. Then you go also make sure say people no see the poetry like something where then they do for olden days, no be now the thing where then they do for these days again. Then you go help all of us of society, we go stand gidigba, all our identity as a people, as a culture, we go give them strength. So make we talk small about the origin of poetry. Because our people for Africa know the record events for olden days, all those times, in the form of writing, the poetry only like say now from one place where then they call Indo-European language group, that area where people like the Irish, the Scottish people, the Welsh people, and the Briton, and one of their groups like that, all those kind of people, they like say that from that side where the poetry can come. That now because we have our own poetry way we suppose get for Africa, they no record them, no writing to show say that kind of thing they happen. But from record we don't see say our forefathers for Africa, they know waiting in the call poetry and then use them well, and they'd always they see them say one of the first poems we come out now one poem we then write for 1000 to 1300 BC, the poem they call them the Epic of Gilgamesh. Now somewhere in summer, one place where they call summer, somewhere in Iraq, now there then discover that poem. Now where our own African history for this matter, the reason why Africa no get representation or we no get story about African poems, now because our forefathers them, their own now for mouth then they talk them, then get that strong aura. You know say if we go village when they want to tell on a story in our mouth now, no, most people know sabi read and write that time. So now more than they take talk, and now that won't be our tradition. And if you go our villages and towns now, those ones still they still exist. Now, people we like to do bukuru matan, people we like this poetry thing, come try to find out what make poetry different from drawing, from dancing, from drama and all those things. They come begin study and begin learn the matter to the point where they come begin learn what they call aesthetics, how the thing take fine, how the thing take nice. Come call them poetics. We go for small break. When we come back, we go continue.
Don't sit, there are things to be done.
Every day,
with your bit, the battle will be won.
That's the way.
Be tolerant, be understanding.
Show some care.
Be just and undemanding.
Be sincere.
The road to greatness is rough, but with hard work, we'll surely overcome. Be proud of your state.
My people, on a welcome back. If you just tune in, this is Rivetix on radio. And my name na Kenneth George Kalio. I'm me the host for today. We don't talk about the World Poetry Day celebration. Now, poetry na the kind thing where we say don't they attract plenty people we like them from different parts of life. And because of that, you can't get a long list where plenty people we like them, people where they use them for history till now. Very long list day. Now, because of say this poetry, it is easy for you to show how you dey feel. And because of that thing, many people can say, this thing we go feel make am easy for me to show how I dey feel. It get power. Now then come begin use them to begin discuss or the show things we consign people themselves, then consign the society itself. Now I get some people we sabi bukuru matter. Their names na Aristotle, Socrates, King Arthur, William Shakespeare, Emily Dickinson, Edgar Allan Poe, William Wordsworth, to this our present day time we bunge people like Nnamdi Azikiwe, Christopher Okigbo, David Diop, Dennis Osadebe, Ngugi Wathiongo, Gabriel Okara, Dennis Brutus, Ama Ataido, Wole Soyinka, Chinua Achebe, John Pepper Clark, Captain Ilechi Amadi, Ken Saruiwa, all these people, now people where they do this poetry matter. And all of them don't use this poetry as a way to cause change. You know, if not for politics matter, if not for social matter, all these things, then they use this poetry as a tool to do that one. Now, as them be writers, these people, now people where they write book, they don't come use poetry, come write on books, do drama, do different things. All now ways to take speak to people, talk to us for community. So as we read them, we'll begin feel how then they feel, or then go feel deliver messages to us. Some of us know that point where then they call Africa my Africa. Africa of proud warriors in ancestral savannas. Africa where my grandmama sing, where they for the banks of one far far river. I never know this Africa, but your blood, they flow for my vein. I just try to interpret them for pigeons more. More na bear with me. Africa na peace way, one poet way then they call David Diop, way from Senegal. Right, he can use this poem. They take hammer matasi that time, Africa as a continent, they suffer. He can also use them, show say Africa na strong continent. Now, even though that time we get long suffering experiences with the people, the Oyibo people we first come become our colonial master. So this work now we do, it come make Africa seem like a mother to black people. We she born from her land or her body. And even if this mother Africa thing get some kind wahala for side, the poet now David Diop become portray them to show the way Africans that time for the colonial and the post-colonial time in use language and structure show the expression well. The work gets very good skill. We can give them meaning, can portray hope to make us Africans know say we fit rise above our colonial Oyibo master them that time and the system where them bring. Now as this poetry come they grow, it can become tool where no be just all these Pukuru people they use, all those people where they paint too, they use them. Even musicians they use them. Now some of us know and we don't hear pieces like one way one American poet do, G. Scott Heron, we call "This Revolution Will Not Be Televised," or the one we they hear one time for music, one Jamaican poet, "Every Time I Hear the Sound."
Every time I hear the sound.
His name na Muta Baruka, and a very strong stubborn head poet that time. Be stubborn head because if you say the kind things where they write na something we know they okay with society, or we know they okay with people, because he they talk true, but they talk him in a very strong way. Na strong poet he be, and he come out from Jamaica. He they talk matters we concern people all over the world, and people issues we concern people we poor. He do some works like Revolutionary Words. And I write a poem. Now we go another break. When we come back, we go continue.
Have you ever thought how to improve your state? A little help from you goes a long, long way.
We've got to work together, so come on, brother, let's help build a better state.
Just do your bit and be proud of it. Make River State a better state.
Self-help is the best way to make River State a better state.
And now welcome back, my people. As part of the celebration of the World Poetry Day, we will enjoy some poems from our people here.
Our name is West Biopo Joshua. I have this poem titled Amalala Korobo. It's a poem that tells us about the children, their responsibilities to their parents. It tells us of neglect, you know. After your parents might have done everything for you, you just go out there, you've made it through their efforts, their sweat, their blood. And all of a sudden, that your mother that you love so much is now a witch. Amalala Korobo. Listen. Amalala Korobo. Your magnanimity precedes you. All bathe in your giving. You crave their healings. You fool. Wamina Ngibo is there in the village. She suffocates under the weight of spillage. Come, see hunger on rampage. No more fish nor isam to farm. Yet you claim king in the city, eagerly spending Ngibo's money, your popularity carelessly flying. While Ngibo remains an object of abject neglect, a photo of misery and poverty, come, see sympathy pouring at her doorsteps. Come, see curses gushing on your doorsteps. You, Korobo, Ngibo's sacred egg, her most divine pet, wait for her to beg before you massage her legs. Korobo, you can go to the village 10,000 times a day. You can stay there, eat, even play. You can put out your most ugly face on a million billboards for display. But until you fulfill your promises of those days, you will remain an Amalala Korobo, a furubo to Ngibo, and more worthless than a broken Korobo. Korobo, open your mind into the past, how sweet, into the 90s, plants for Mama last. The golden house you build for her, that flying silver bird you will get for her, the Omiaru you promised to buy for her, if only she gives you the push into the white man's bush. Ngibo saw promise. She sold her all on those promises. Now everything is amiss. Ngibo's eyes a mist. Oh, what misery occasioned by your misdemeanor, your misconduct, the misappropriation of her trust. Korobo, you are a mistake. So you can go to the village 10,000 times a day. You can stay there, eat, even play. You can put out your most ugly face on a million billboards for display. But until you fulfill your promises of those days, you will remain an Amalala Korobo, a furubo to Ngibo, and more worthless than a broken Korobo.
Those ones now correct pieces. I hope say they enjoy yourself, because me, I don't enjoy myself well with this program today. Now, to push the thing way UNESCO they try talk. We get to take the opportunity. Make sure say these are our different languages. If we do these things, what would they do? Like all those songs, why I sing Tuntun Mogele and all of that, it will help us to bring all those languages we don't they die, they go away, come back, and people go fit hear them. If somebody sing this Tuntun Mogele for place we know be the place where the language from, at least they don't hear them, then go still know them. If they ask the meaning, that means they don't learn the language. So with this one now, I go do my own poem now. We I dedicate to people where then they harass, with all those people where then they rob, and all those people where they don't they kidnap. But now one special friend, now him be the inspiration for this poem. The title now, we no be your enemies. We no be your enemies because we no buy you arms. In the name of say you go use and protect our tanks as farms. But we make you fans with volatile liquid, with water where they dry for your palms. We no be your enemies. See this land, our land. We give you helping hand. But since you get arms, you kill to get upper hand. We no be your enemies. As we follow the suffer, the torment of the things where you they do, your actions. This selfish act of satisfaction, where you blame on excuse of devastation, not saying our love or passion. We no be your enemies. For even ourselves they suffer this injustice. We come to us through these Brutuses and Judases, as in they give away briefcases in exchange for their trespasses. Make on our mind the poem where I just tried to put on for pigeon. On our do well, on our well done. I thank on her very well. Make on her enjoy on her weekend.
My correct and confirmed country people. Now so the program River Taste take my break today. And at this show, cautiously show say, the program, they touch your body and make your body the paparaje. As all of us do your body together to make sure say, our society, now better place for everybody. You could fit download this program today on, or the one we don't do before. And if you no join body for today program, countryman, you can fit enter my website, www.reefatis.com, to listen and to download all the episodes of this program. Countryman, no forget, say, to carry this work, go don't do so, take give your friends, the ones waiting for school, plus including people for your community, na FOC, that one are free of a charge. Oh, yes. Join body on top Reef Ethics family now for Facebook and Twitter. It is very simple. Now at Reef Ethics, and you can fit call our phone numbers to take ask question as a concern what we don't talk today, plus including the ones we don't talk before. The phone numbers now 0808-917-7707, 0902-917-7706. You can fit send us an email on top reefethics@gmail.com. Countryman, this program Live at Ease, as I tell you, if you listen to her for 5 radio stations for inside the River State, every Saturday on top 92.3 Nigeria Info, now from 8:30 in the morning to 9 o'clock Bonkwin. Then on top Radio Rivers 99.1 FM, now 9 o'clock in the morning till they reach 10 o'clock. And they will come play the program again on top the same time on Sunday. On top Rhythm 93.7, now from 2:30 in the afternoon till they reach 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And on Sunday, they will come play the program again for the same time, I don't tell you so. Then on top, Treasure 98.5 FM. Now 6:30 in the evening, till they reach 7 o'clock. Then they will come to play the program again on Sunday around 5:30 in the evening, till they reach 6 o'clock. On top, Wazobia 94.1 FM. On Saturday, now 5 o'clock for evening, till they reach 5:30. I sure soon I hear that one. Until the next week, countryman. With another person, we will talk more for this program. So, no forget to say, the way we they talk, not the way you they behave. So, therefore, talk well and they behave well. And I wish everybody confirm and correct week ahead. I salute you.